Texas with Moonstar on ABC Kimberley across the Pilbara and the Gascoy. That music is from this year and from their 10th album, High, released on May 28th, in fact. Well, the latest research from the Australian Institute of Marine Science seems to show marine seismic surveys used in oil and gas exploration may not be affecting the abundance or behaviour of commercially valuable fishes. So what does this mean going forward for oil and gas companies? Do they have simply the green light going forward? Or are there certain areas where it needs to be a horses for courses event? I caught up with Andrew McConville, CEO of Apia, to get his thoughts on the matter.
Oh, look, I think what it says is something that we've been, you know, very consistent all along, and that is that seismic is very important for our industry, and done properly and done with all of the right checks and balances in place doesn't have an impact on the marine environment or fisheries, and that, you know, our industry and fishing industries can coexist. I think that's really what the study says.
Is it fully conclusive, though? I mean, science, you can get a conclusion here, but there might be something else there that might not be picked up. Are you using this as the conclusion to this evidence?
Well, I think it's evidence upon evidence, Ed. I mean, what we see here with the Ames research is an outcome that builds on the research that we've seen in the Bass Strait, for example, by the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia. So I think it's further proof of, you know, the importance of doing seismic responsibly, but doing it in a way that can actually coexist with fisheries. And I think it's an additional piece. And you're right, I mean, everyone can have a different scientific opinion, but I think when you look at the weight of scientific evidence around seismic activity, I think we can say with confidence that, you know, it can be managed, you know, alongside fishing and other marine activity.
I guess the reason why I say that is that the Bass Strait and the Gippsland regions, those seas are pretty volatile in itself. So the fish are different to maybe some of the calmer waters off the Pilbara and the Kimberley as well, where both oil and gas mining regions as well around this country. So do you take whatever's been found out there in Bass Strait and Gippsland and actually put that into the Pilbara and go, well, what works there must work there?
No, look, I don't think you do, Ed. I think what you've got to do, exactly the point you make, you've got to look at every region is different. And that's why we have environmental approvals in place to make sure that what we're doing in you know, the Pilbara and the offshore there is indeed different to what will happen in other parts of Australia. And that's why this research by Ames looking at activity you know, off the Pilbara coast is very important for that region. So, you know, I think it is important that we, for want of a better term, trim our sails to where the wind is blowing in a particular region. And so it's another piece of evidence that adds to the larger body of support for this activity. But you're right, Ed, that we have to make sure that when we're working in that region that we're meeting the environmental requirements of that region.
So what does it mean from an Apia standpoint, and I guess from the oil and gas exploration, from your perspective on things, what does this actually mean going forward for maybe the next 5 to 10 years of seismic surveys that you're looking to conduct?
Well, look, I mean, you know, seismic is a very important part of our industry in terms of underpinning exploration. And what we do know is that, you know, demand for natural gas is forecast to increase in the Asian region by almost 50% over the next 30 years. And so, you know, we want Australia to be well placed to meet that demand. We've got substantial oil and gas reserves, and seismic helps us establish exactly where those reserves are and how they can be developed. So I think it's a very important piece of the puzzle, if you like, that supports, you know, further exploration to meet that increasing demand. And, you know, I think importantly also what we see with natural gas is its role as we go forward and wanting to decarbonize, whether it's complementing renewables, whether it's replacing coal in power stations in Asia. You know, gas is a good story in terms of Australia, both in exports and helping reduce emissions. And so the seismic activity is crucial to underpin the exploration needed to meet that demand.
That's Andrew McConville there, Chief Executive of Apia. Chandra Salgado-Kent is an Associate Professor for the Centre of Marine Ecosystems Research at the School of Science, Edith Cowan University, and caught up with the ABC's Ben Collins. She believes the research finding is a big step forward, but not completely conclusive.
seismic surveys can at relatively close range. So when fish are exposed to very loud noise or high levels of what we call high levels of sound energy, then certainly that can damage their hearing or have other effects. So again, we have some guidelines that are used widely to be able to set what these distances might be. And it depends, of course, on the environment. It depends on the nature of the seismic survey. And it depends on the fish. And that's an important aspect because not all fish are the same. Rather, some fish are more sensitive.